Hey, bro. Sorry to just barge in like this. I know you just woke up. But I, need to apologize for what I said to you last night. I know it's not an excuse, or at least not a good excuse, but I was a little freaked out about what happened. About what you did, or I guess, what we did. I mean, my twin brother came on my ass. I just never thought that something like that would happen. I know that our practice sessions aren't exactly safety conscious or normal sibling bonding behavior, but in the moment, I didn't handle it as well as I should have. And I'm so sorry for that. You didn't deserve what I said to you. You know, telling you to leave, forcing you away from me right after we... Anyways, that wasn't cool. I promise that I'm not going to do that to you ever again. You're my brother. My twin. And I love you. You love me, right? So yeah, we love each other. And you don't do things like that to someone you love. I've been thinking about it all night, looking back. I'm ashamed of myself. There is something else. It's kind of weird, though. Like, you'd think if I was ashamed of anything, it would be that I let my brother come on me, but I'm not ashamed of that. Or anything else we've done during our practice sessions. I actually feel kind of good about everything we've done together. You know, sexually. I'm only ashamed of how I treated you afterwards. Because now that I've had time to think, the truth is, being intimate, being sexual with my brother just feels right. You know? I mean, yeah, siblings getting each other off is wrong, at least according to society. What we've done isn't quite incest, but we've gotten so damn close. I mean, that's why we made the rule about you not coming. If you come, then it's not practice anymore. It's like real sex. And because we're twins, practicing actual sex would be real incest. This is a super intense convo, I know. Even though I know it can never happen, I just keep thinking about it. We can't ever do it, right? If something went wrong, I'm just afraid it would be really bad. Like last night, if you had accidentally slipped and let your cock slide out from between my ass cheeks, and it had somehow gone lower and slid into my pussy, that would have been bad, right? It wouldn't have been practice, and what if you'd ended up coming inside me? Actually, no, let's not go there. It's not fair of me to make you think about that. What I really want to say is that maybe it's not so bad if you do come during our practice. I mean, you came last night and nothing terrible happened. Besides my stupid overreaction, of course. We're still brother and sister. We still love each other. Nothing has really changed between us. No changes for the worse, at least. We just had another of our more intimate moments together. And I think that our bond is strong enough to withstand that kind of intimacy. Don't you? Good. Because I've decided I don't want to stop practicing. And I think it's only fair that you get to come when we practice from now on. The other day when I gave you that blowjob, I could see it in your eyes. How much you wanted to come. How much you needed to come for your sister. I don't think I'm ready to make you come with my mouth on purpose yet, but I think it's okay if I make you come with my hand. You deserve a release. And after what I said to you last night, well, I think giving my brother a loving hand job would be a nice way of saying that I'm sorry. So, you okay with that being the plan for tonight then? We'll have another practice session, and I'll wrap my soft hand around your big, beautiful dick, and make you come for me. I guess that's it then. We're going through with this. I need to run some errands today, stuff I promised Mom I would do before she gets home. But at least it'll give us time to think about everything, and make sure it's what we both want. If it is, and if we're both sure about it, then we can meet in our parents' room later tonight. Actually, no. Not in their room. Let's do it in mine instead. I know we've never practiced in there before. I used to think it would be weird to have my own brother in my bed doing stuff together. But I've got something special planned that I think you're gonna like. So, I want you to relax today and save up your energy. Your sister needs you at the top of your game. Be back later, bro. Come in. The door's unlocked. Hey, bro. Are you ready to get started? Well, come here then. We can't practice with you all the way across the room. That's right. Don't be shy. There's no reason to be nervous anymore, bro. Tonight's gonna be special, but we've been intimate and close before. The only difference is that this time, making you come won't be an accident. We're going to focus on making you feel good. It's important for you to practice that too. You know, like letting someone undress you. Practice being touched. No, it's okay. I want to do this for you. Just relax, dude. I'll pull your t-shirt over your head like this. And now I'll get down here on my knees to pull down your gym shorts. No underwear tonight, I see. You did come prepared for me. I would ask you to help me undress too, but oopsie daisy, I'm not wearing anything under my silky robe. You see, your twin sister came prepared for you too. We haven't really done this yet, have we? Just standing face to face, looking at each other's naked bodies. I thought it might be nice to give ourselves a moment to really take it all in. Look at my body, my curvy figure and flawless skin, my big, beautiful tits, and down here between my legs, my sweet little shaved pussy. You like looking at me like this as I run my hands over my curves, don't you? And you have for a long time. Even a week ago, this was just a fantasy. Seeing your twin sister naked. Much less me deliberately letting you see everything. Oh, I know you like it. And touching your cock is all the proof I need. Here. Let me feel how hard I've got you. Oh. You okay? I haven't even started stroking you yet. You've already got that look on your face. The look I see every time you get close to coming. Maybe I should relax this tight grip? You're throbbing. But don't worry. I won't let go of you. Not quite yet. You know what's so great about being twins? Our bodies are like genetic mirrors of each other. We're both good looking. You've got this gorgeous big dick. I'm blessed with perfect tits. We're even close to the same height. And when I stand super close to you, like this, your cock lines up almost perfectly with my pussy. Oh, what a lucky coincidence. It's lucky because from here we can slide your cock right between my thighs. And you can thrust back and forth while we're face to face. Your cock moving between my thighs. Your head sliding against my wet pussy. I'm so wet, bro. Because it almost feels like you're already fucking me. Yeah. Oh, just like that. No, no. Don't go too fast. You need to exert control over the thrusting motion. Over our bodies. We're so close. If you slip now, you might end up doing something we can't take back. Oh, bro. Your cock is rubbing right on my clit. This is the perfect speed. This feels so fucking good. I'm almost like lightheaded with pleasure or something. Okay. We need to stop for a second. I'm sorry, but my legs are getting weak. I can barely keep my balance. All right. I'm better now. But we're not done yet. I have another idea for practice. I'm gonna lay back on the edge of the bed like this. Now you come stand here, between my legs. No, closer than that. Come on, dude, move all the way in between them. We need to be touching for this to work. Oh, chill out, we're not gonna fuck. You're just gonna rub your cock against my pussy again. Closer. There you go. Now just let it, your cock I mean, rest there on my pussy. That's right, good boy. Now I'm gonna wrap my hand around your shaft and hold your cock against my pussy. I want you to thrust into my fist so your cock rubs my clit again. Just make sure to go slow. At this angle, it would be super easy for you to slip inside me accidentally if we're not careful. We have to stay in control. I should be able to guide the motion with my hand. Now, start thrusting into me. Oh! I guess we don't need the lube tonight. I'm so wet. Dripping all over your cock and getting it between my fingers. My whole hand is slippery now. Does it feel like you're really inside me? I'll bet it does. It's not the real thing, but it's pretty close, huh? If you weren't my brother, there'd be no reason for us to hold back, you know? I could just guide you inside me so easily like this. And if I wasn't your sister, you could just slide your beautiful dick deep inside this sweet pussy. The one your cock is pumping right next to. My pussy is right here, bro. It's so close, you're literally touching it. I can feel it. Hot and needy. I know you can too, but you know you can't fuck me. Even though we both know you want to, you just can't do it. You can't fuck your sister's pussy like you really want to. Too bad. No, don't stop. Keep thrusting into my hand. Oh, that's right. This is how I'm gonna make you come. Feel my fingers as they grip around your cock and just pretend it's my tight pussy. Just like that. Be a good boy and keep fucking my fist till you come for me. Nuh-uh, bro. No way. Do not speed up right now. We have to stay in control, remember? I'm gonna hold you tighter in my fist to keep the pace slow. Just like that. Nice and slow. Feel the tightness around your dick. My hand is gonna make you come soon. Just my hand. Not my shaved little pussy. It's a shame that a hot boy got to fuck your twin sister and you don't. He got to thrust into this pussy over and over. We were right here in my bed. Actually, we were in the very same position. My legs hanging off the side. Him standing between them just like you are. Fucking me with deep, long strokes. Yeah. How does that make you feel, bro? Knowing he got to fuck my pussy, but you only get my hand. I made him wear a condom so he couldn't feel me. Not really. Your cock is bare, though, so you can feel how wet I am for you. But he felt what it was like to be inside me. My tight heat. I know you wanted to fuck me that night. You didn't want any of the girls at the party. It was so obvious. Even that hot girl from down the street, the one you used to have a crush on. Don't deny it just because we're rubbing our junk together. I remember the night you told me. You definitely had half chub. But when you had the opportunity to fuck her, you didn't. You could have lived the dream, losing your virginity to the sexy girl next door archetype. She and I even kind of look alike, you know? Just like you kind of look like hot boy. But close wasn't good enough, was it? She wasn't me. Your twin sister. It should have been me. We should have lost it to each other that night. Not the hot boy or the neighbor girl. We never should have had that party or made that stupid plan. We could have spent the whole weekend in bed. Your cock buried deep inside me. Fucking each other like we're both clearly so desperate to do. My hand is so wet from my pussy leaking. I'm practically dripping all over us. And I can barely keep a grip on your cock. I'm not even guiding you at all anymore. That means it's up to you where your cock goes. All you'd have to do is pull back a little further. And then when you push forward again, you'd slip right inside me. So close. And if you really want to fuck me, that's all you have to do. I'm not gonna stop you. You're in control of what we do next, bro. I felt that. You pulled back farther that time, like I said. You made the head of your cock slide between my lips. It was just for a second, but it was right there. You could have gone in. You did it again. It almost got in my entrance that time. If I tilt my hips just a little higher, you'd have gone inside me. Stop! Stop right there, oh my god. Stay still. Stay still for a sec. You can feel that, can't you? The head of your cock, it's inside my pussy. Bro, what the fuck did we just do? No, don't pull out, just stay still. Let me think. It's just the head inside me, right? I can't look down to see for myself. Seeing you inside me would make this too real. I'm already feeling so overwhelmed and foggy. I seriously don't know if we should stop or if you should just push deeper into my pussy. This is just so wrong, you know? Even after all the lines we crossed, I never thought we'd end up here like this, but fuck. It feels so good. And I feel so close to you. I guess, since just the head of your cock is inside me, we're not actually having sex right now, right? We're just taking a pause to see how it feels since, well, it already happened. It's not like you're pounding your big dick in and out of me. We're definitely not trying to make each other come right now either. You're just getting to experience what it feels like to have your cock head inside a girl's pussy. And, well, if this isn't really sex, then you might as well slide all the way inside me. We've come this far after all, and I want you to know how it feels. Go slow, okay? Really slow. I want to experience every moment of this as you enter me. Oh, fuck yes. Slide into me. Keep going. Oh, deeper. Push all the way inside your sister's pussy. Oh, that's it. That's a good boy. Up to the hilt. Oh my god. We really did it. My twin brother put his bear cock inside me. This is it. We crossed the final line. This is incest. You're quivering, or is that me? Oh, God. I don't even know who's shaking right now because we're pressed so tightly together. I do know we both want this, despite trying our hardest not to. So I guess we keep going. Fuck me. You like sliding in and out of me like that, right? Oh, you like fucking your sister. Oh, I wanted to. I want you to fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me just like that. Oh, fuck. I can't believe we're finally doing this. Fuck. Oh, my brother's cock feels so fucking good. Oh, fucking you. This is the best thing I've ever felt. Oh, come closer, bro. Don't take it out. Just get on top of me. Press me down into the bed. Don't fuck me. Oh, that's a good boy. Now I want you to kiss me. Don't look at me like that. Kissing can't possibly be crossing a line. Honestly, I can't believe we made it this far without kissing, but I need to feel your lips on mine. I need this to be special. To be real. Because I love you, bro. I love you so much. I'm sorry I made you wait this long. I knew this is what we both wanted. All those times we practiced. We were practicing for this. The rules don't matter anymore. Not with us. And from now, I promise I will always let you come. I swear. I'll never try to stop you again. And you can come wherever you want. On my ass. And my mouth. I'll even let you come in my... Oh, yeah, brother. Even in my pussy. I want you to do it. Come for me. Come deep inside your sister. Be a good boy. And fill me up. I mean it. Exactly how it was meant to be. How it should have been all along. And how it's gonna be from now on. Are you okay, bro? You caught your breath, but you're not talking to me yet. It was good for you too, wasn't it? Okay. I know you're tired. I am too. But it's okay. As long as we don't regret anything this time. And I don't think I can ever give this this up now that I know how fucking good it feels when we have sex. And when you come at me. You know, it's getting late, bro. We have one last night to ourselves, but we're both so tired. You should sleep here on my bed with me. If you want, you can just wrap your arms around me and fall asleep like this, laying on top of me, your body pinning me down. Oh, no, don't take it out. Please. Let's go to sleep with you. With your cock inside my pussy. I really love how it feels. Let's promise each other something before we do go to sleep. No more pretend practicing with silly self-imposed limits, okay? I don't care what society says is right. I want us to do this for real and get better at it for each other. Promise? That's exactly what I needed to hear. Night night, bro. I love you very much.